Oh, this is making me all melancholy. And
Storm is leaving us.
Storm is like our guy Patterson. Oh, all right.
She's going to the world.
Well, she's
of
big.
The
leaving us behind in Lake Erie.
All right.
Stay there.
Thanks so much, you guys.
We'll be...
I love Portland.
Storm Lodge, ladies and gentlemen. Back out of this. Don't go anywhere.
The Rick Emerson Show. All right, here we go on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Ladies, before you can drop that hint, you need to know yourself what you really want. I'm Tom Shane, and when you and your girlfriends first come browsing into Shane Company, plan on spending some serious time. You just can't study several thousand engagement rings and wedding sets if you're in a rush. See the unique aspects of each collection amongst the famous name designers, as well as our own exclusive Shane designer styles. Because our people aren't paid on commission, you'll be relaxed while trying on lots of rings, and we'll put different shapes and sizes of loose diamonds on each ring until you're totally happy with your own look. And ladies, when the time comes that you do want to bring your guy in with you, I promise we'll even make it fun for him.
Now you have a friend in the bridal business, the Shane Company, off Highway 217 across from the Washington Square Mall. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
You already know that Star builds cruisers motorcycles that take customization to a whole new level, but we'll bet you didn't know that right now you can make a head-turning V-Star your own for as little as $69 a month at Cycle Sports of Salem. Walk in and ride out on a long and low V-Star custom. The V-Star Silverado, complete with saddlebags and windshield, or any one of the other famous V-Stars. They shake up the status quo and say loud and clear that you live life by your own rules. The first rule, I want a new Star. So get down to Cycle Sports of Salem today and ride home in the saddle of a V-Star cruiser for as little as $69 a month. Hurry, you've got to make one your own soon to take advantage of this great offer. Star Motorcycles, they build it, you make it your own. Become a part of the Star community June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Cycle Sports of Salem Starbecue. Cycle Sports is located on Portland Road just east of I-5. Don't miss this event.
On the Yamaha card, subject to credit approval. Through 83106 on selecting 2006 or new prior year Star motorcycles. $69 monthly payment and 8.9% APR for 24 months. For amount financed to pay $500. If account kept current. Thereafter standard rate of up to 22.99% APR. Default rate 24.99%. Minimum finance charge $1.
Hey there, kids. Hello.
Ooh, I love this one.
Hello. I can do Donna Mike jokes now. I should apologize, by the way, about that mystery sound. You know, I said this repeatedly. That is inadvertently stolen from Donna Mike. I will be honest about that. I am a radio person who acknowledges when I shamelessly use something created by someone else. I cop to that. What men do.
Moving. Sounds like the mystery sound.
It does, kind of. All right. There we go. Yeah, I can see that. That sounds like a roulette wheel. Oh, did I say it? All right, hey, so you just heard the Storm announcement, and there you go. Doesn't get better than that. You ask yourself, what radio station, what radio show brings me this news? The answer is the Rick Emerson Show. You might say to yourself, self, who who brings me in turn the Rick Emerson Show, which is a font of all of this fantastic information. Who brings me the mystery sound? Really, it's not Rick Emerson. It's the men behind the man. Who brings me that mystery sound? Who brings me that Storm Large announcement? Who brings me Tim Riley every day between noon and 3? The answer to that is our fine sponsors, including, write this down, Everybody's Garden Center, 519 Southeast Maine. Hey, 85 today, going to be 90 tomorrow, going to be 100 on Sunday. Summer is here. Wait no longer, my friends. You got that outdoor garden growing. You're going to be getting ready for, you know, summer, and then it's fall, and then it's winter, and then you're going to be paying like $100 for a strawberry, and you don't want to do that. Most importantly, they believed in the Rick Emerson Show, and many people did not, so show your belief in them. Go see them, won't you, please? 519 Southeast Maine. Everybody's Garden Center.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio, and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet, and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's Taco Time.
AM 970 continues to aid your evolution as a human being with the finest talk radio known to man. Now we take it one step higher with Stephanie Miller, starting Monday, June 26th from 6 to 9 a.m. No longer must your mornings be awash in tedium and despair. The Stephanie Miller Show is your escape hatch. Morning 6 to 9, starting Monday, June 26th, only on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day. And yeah, typically it is. Not so much today. It's been a week. Hey, Scott Daly joined us.
Jesus, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where am I?
I don't know.
Tomatoes, a weird closet.
There was nothing I could do. It was packed, dude. We had Stephanie Miller earlier.
You know, you don't have to. It's cool. I mean.
All right. Have you seen any movies to review?
How can I follow up Storm? Yeah,
no,
I saw Click.
Oh.
It opens.
You saw what?
Click.
But
oh,
okay.
Yeah,
is it good?
I saw David Hasselhoff was in that.
So there you
yeah.
go. It's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, it's
this week's Nacho Libre.
It's this week's pile of crap, exactly.
All right, well.
So see?
All right,
and who brought you Dante and Randall last week?
I'm going to ride that one for a long time. No, you've earned yourself. Dude, you can come sleep on my floor at home. Doesn't matter. You can sleep in my living room for a month. I don't care. You got Dante and Randall.
I don't want to poodle all of
them. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
What?
I thought you were using that as a verb.
Oh, God.
So, I don't want to poodle everywhere.
I don't poodle everywhere.
So, all right. Well, hey.
But we have a fantastic podcast of Film Fever Radio this week.
It's all Superman
Returns. It's all Superman Returns. Well, kind of.
Now, and you're seeing that on Tuesday.
I'm seeing that Tuesday. I'm going to be in the lovely town of Medford.
Yeah.
I'm going to represent the 541. Superman geeks, so I should have no problem getting in, I don't think.
No.
Anyway, but on our show this week, we have a very special guest, Pete Woods, who is actually a local comic book artist.
Yeah, he's an artist.
And he is currently inking and penciling the only Superman books out there right now. So Superman and Action Comics.
Fantastic.
And he's doing the only ones right now, so he's our special guest. Our very first in-studio guest on Film Fever Radio.
Excellent.
So it's
very cool.
Show. And we are giving away 4 autographed copies of one of the Superman comics that Pete has autographed. So you got to go to Film Fever Radio to not only listen to the Stellar podcast, but also to enter to win our contest.
Fantastic. And,
yeah, so it's good.
So, well, now, and this, okay, so, and then you're seeing Superman on Tuesday. Now, you're going to be back in town on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll be back in town Wednesday.
Well, if you are able, you can do like a little early review if you can either call or come in on Wednesday.
I've got a 4 o'clock flight out of Medford, so I can probably call in from the airport.
Okay, you call in or use that Skyphone thing.
Oh, yeah.
Every company pays for that.
My bank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All All right, so I have an early review of Superman.
Yes, definitely. But I'll be at next Friday, too. We can talk more about it. But I'm excited as hell about Superman.
Oh, yeah,
It looks great. The early reviews on it.
I'd better be great, man. And I'm not much of a comics guy, as you know, but it's Superman. Yeah, he's an American icon.
Nor am I.
He's a world icon. It has to be good. But Bryan Singer, man. It's hard to go wrong with the man who gave you Kaiser Soze, you know.
It really is. And he wrote the script, and he's all about it. And I'm excited. Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor, I'm very excited for. And what really has me excited are the trailers. I mean, they're using John Williams' original score. You know, it's just, I just can't wait.
Let's see. We got a couple of these.
Sarah's totally tuned out at this point.
No, it's just all emails about the mystery sound or storm. Now, Rick, I'm sure this won't be a problem. Make sure you keep us in the loop as to when Storm Show, because we all know it will be the Storm Show, will be airing. That's Todd. It starts July 5th. Rockstar Supernova, and we're going to mention it relentlessly.
And you're going to have to TiVo it so we can take segments out of it.
And you bastards, you're going to vote, all of you. All of you are going to vote.
Is that how it is? It isn't voted on Tommy Lee and those guys. It's
have a vote. I think they weigh in, but it's like American Idol style, where they vote for the bottom three, and then the bottom three each have to perform once more, and then one of them gets the boot. It's excruciating.
Did you see the first Rockstar NXS?
I refused
to watch it because I'm sorry. NXS died with Michael Hutchins off.
Yeah, I mean, but I love this.
The guy they picked, though, was really good looking.
He was. Well, okay.
And I love the concept. I really do. I mean, but I'm not an NXS fan, so I don't,
show. And I don't give a rip about NXS. To replace an icon like Michael Hutchins in a reality show, but this...
Well, that's why this is great, though, because it's not... it's not an existing band.
Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, and Gilby Clark.
Gilby Clark.
Such an amazing
Gilby Clark,
band.
Who replaced...
And Storm Large.
Izzy Stradlin. And Storm Large. Seriously, phenomenal. And you know that they have to pick a woman just from a marketing hipness point of view.
And plus, American Idol Taylor Hicks won, and that was the guy. I think they're going to pick a girl.
Yeah. And you know what? And there's no better fit for those three than Storm Large.
Oh,
she's going to be fantastic.
This is her time.
All right. I should really quickly here. I'm so sorry about all these people. This guy's been on hold for 71 minutes. Dale, hi.
Hey.
How confident are you in your mystery sound guess?
Well, you might as well play Connie Chung. You kind of blew it for me when you're doing your commercial.
How so?
The roulette wheel, man.
Oh,
was that your guess?
Was your guess going to be that it was a wheel of roulette?
Yes, sir.
All right. How confident did you feel in that?
Well, I was going to lower my confidence rating to like a 2 or 3 just so I wasn't...
Thank you.
Hey, I got something I might be interested in.
Yeah. Yes?
You might like to know that the Murder City Devils are getting together to play a show up in Seattle.
In Seattle at that block party. I didn't get tickets yet. Is it sold out?
I just checked last night, and there was still some left. As far as I knew, it didn't say sold out. So.
Okay, Dale, thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right. Hey, Scotty, I'm going to do something we don't typically do here. Nick and Colin there, there's no time, as Rush Limbaugh would say, to be fair to another caller. So do me a favor. Take down, don't hang up, you bastards. Take down Nick and Colin, their name and numbers. Will you do that, please? So, Scotty, please be taking down Nick and Colin, their names and phone numbers. I'm going to make this promise to you. My pledge to you right now is that by this time next week, I swear on sweet zombie Jesus, the mystery sound will be finished one way or the other.
Thank God.
Either revealed or guessed.
Come hell or high water, it'll either be guessed or it's going to be revealed by this time next week.
Can I make a request?
Okay, well, no, hold on. Let's make this pledge right now. Hold on. Let's make this pledge. Sarah?
Yes.
Because you remember stuff. Sometimes.
Yes.
I don't. By this time next week, if I have not revealed the mystery sound, you will blurt it out.
I will blurt it out.
And since
you're
a
witness.
Next Friday?
I'm the witness.
Somebody better figure it out by next Friday. Okay. I can't do another week.
Since I was in the studio for the debut of the mystery sound,
yes.
I would like to be here for the revealing of the mystery sound.
Do you not know?
Yeah, you told me when we did it last time.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
but
keep that to yourself.
I haven't.
Man. All right. All right,
but I just wish to be here for the whole thing. I want to kind of make full come full circle.
We want to thank
Scott
Daly for coming in today. We want to thank Storm Large, Davey Nipples, Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop, Stephanie Miller, who debuts Monday morning at 6 a.m. Be listening. We want to thank Kirk Myers for coming in to run the board today. Rick Emerson Show produced today, every day.
Hi,
by
the
lovely Sarah Stone for AM970 South State Radio, Tim Riley in the newsroom. Scotty J on the phones. Thank you all for being there. We'll see you Monday at noon. Don't let the bastards grin it on. Thank you all for listening. See you then. Bye.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.
Thanks to Court and Fatboy. Bye.
AM 970.
KCMD.
AM
Ripley.
Solid State Radio. And now, AM 970 presents the Encyclopedia Portlandia.
Powell's City of Books is an independent bookstore located in downtown Portland, Oregon. Opened in 1979, Powell's is now the largest indie bookstore in America and the standard by which others are judged. Encompassing over 70,000 square feet of floor space, Powell's City of Books is truly immense, and a casual browser can easily become lost among the stacks. Frequent author readings, a massive selection of new and used merchandise, and a devotion to all elements of the book life have made Powell's an indispensable part of Portland culture and landscape, and a haven for anyone relishing the joys of print. In a world of carbon copy imitations, Powell's City of Books stands alone.